Today, we have a guest speaker, the Reverend Keith Clark Hoyas. And Keith is no stranger to Fairview. Keith came, you came for Rod's ordination, right? So he's been in the hallowed halls. And Keith is I love your interconnected life. Keith is ordained, I can't remember, DOC or UCC? Commissioned in the UCC Church. So was a regional minister for the UCC Church here in our region. And then got smart and started studying Eastern philosophy. And so is also a trained practitioner in the way of Lao Tzu, right? And so he's going to share some of that wisdom. But then, with his experience of being a regional minister and serving in churches, he knew that somehow there has got to be a way in which churches can be better protected and somebody sees the whole view, because as we were talking yesterday for cleanup, churches don't just run. We are nonprofits. We have to pay bills. We have to do payroll. We got to pay for the building, and we need people who are ethically trained who can help us with good business practices. So this commissioned Christian leader who also has a philosophy from the Eastern tradition decided, I'm going to start a company that helps churches do their books ethically. And so now that is the company which we work with, Church Training Center. Keith helps us now with our HR and our payroll and so much more, and how to lead how to run a church ethically, doing due diligence. So he'll be visiting with our board after this meeting, but before that, we're gonna get a little philosophical. So let's get into it. 30 spokes share the wheel's hub. It is the center hole that makes it useful. Shape clay into a vessel. It is the space within that makes it useful. Cut doors and windows for a room. It is the holes which make it useful. Therefore, profit comes from what is there. Usefulness for what is not there.
Perfect. Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for letting me be with you. My prayer is that in this time I can manifest heaven. And that by the end of what I say, you'll know what I mean. And that you also, as a community, will learn to manifest heaven. So the passage that was read is from the Tao Te Ching. The Tao Te Ching is the second most translated scriptural text in the world. Can you tell me which one is the most? Right? The Bible. The Bible is the most translated book in the world. The Tao Te Ching is number 5. Do you know what number 4 is? Pinocchio. I read that on the internet. Must be true. The particular translation that was read is one of many. The Tao Te Ching has been translated numerous times since the 1860s. And is this the best translation? Depends on who's reading it. But for this passage, I wanted to use this particular one. So read it with me, okay? 30 spokes. Share the wheel's hub. It is the center hole that makes it useful. Shape the clay into a vessel. It is the space within that makes it useful. Cut doors and windows for a room. It is the holes that make it useful. Therefore, profit comes from what is there, usefulness from what is not there. So this is going to allow me to springboard into a very small piece of what you would call Taoist cosmology, okay? We're going to talk about what's not here. What's not here? So, have you ever heard a concept of something existing in three different forms? Mm-hmm. I think Christianity has a pretty big, well-known one, right?
Uh-huh.
Right? The Trinity, we've heard that. And we're all created in the image of God, so might we not also be able to exist in three different states? Right? Maybe. And in nature, we also have things that exist in three different states. Think of water, right? Water can be liquid, mm-hmm. solid, gas, right? So this what we're going to talk about is how one thing can exist, how you exist, how your church community exists in three different states. And so we use these terms heaven, man, and earth, okay? Man, if we were translating this into the New Revised Standard Version, would be human, okay? But, you know, we still use the old terms, right? Heaven, man, and earth. So earth, the earth nature, where's Joseph? I'm going to make Joseph come up here for a minute. Let's... You know, here is a person. Okay, he told me I couldn't come unless I dress like him.
His body double. We're gonna do some stunt work.
You can see Joseph, and you could hear Joseph. Anybody want to come up and smell Joseph? No. No. Yeah. Right. So that's the. The earth state of Joseph. Thank you. Right? Now, you may or may not know the human, right, or the man state of Joseph, but it's observable. This is the potential, there's different words that I can use for this, and I've been rattling them around in my head. But it's what it can be utilized for, right? You might think of it in terms of the passions, the talents, the skills that Joseph has, right? That would be the human state of a person. Now, I can't speak to the heaven state of Joseph. That is what's not here. It's not visible, right? It is something that is unformed. It is something that can be manifested. The way I would describe my current understanding of my heaven state, okay? Because it's unformed and I will never be able to fully form it. Mm-hmm. It's always forming, right? It's something that's always becoming. For me, it is to be a transformational energy that helps others find their true nature. That's how I would currently define my heaven state. That heaven state comes through careful discernment. So, the earth state, that's something that's physical. It can be observed with five senses, okay? The man state would be the energy of it, right? Or what it can be utilized for. So if we think of that clay pot, right? It's used to hold something, right? And heaven is what's not there. Earth is substance. Man is the function. And heaven is that non-substantial, unformed thing that can become manifested in a formed way, right? So here, when we think about the states of Fairview Community Church, the earth state would be the building, these pews, the piano, the instruments, the microphones, the lights, right? It would be everything, all of the people in this room. Those are all the earth state. The man state might be that purpose of drawing people together, right? It's your combined energy, your combined passions, your combined talents, skills that you all bring together. And your heaven state for Fairview Community Church is what you together discern, and I use that word very carefully, discern to be what God is calling you to. This divine purpose. The why you exist. The who you will be as a community. And what you will do. Now, all three of these things must be in alignment. Right? Because if the clay pot has holes in it, it's not gonna hold the liquid. It's not gonna work, right? If Fairview Community Church doesn't have the resources to accomplish the mission that we believe God is calling us to, we're gonna have challenges, right? If we gather a group of people together to meet and discuss accomplishing something, and we can't come into an agreement, if we can't combine our passions, our skills, our talents to accomplish something, you're not going to get anywhere, right? You're not going to be able to reach that unmanifested thing, right? So, for you as a community, you are in a unique place. You guys have been growing and reshaping who you are, and you're at a perfect place in the life of your church to begin a real serious process of discerning. Why are you here? What has God called this community to become? What are you being called to? What is it that God is calling you to do? What is it that you have decided is the way in which each of you and all of you together, how you will be? We do this through a process of discernment, a process of prayerfully, thoughtfully coming together, ensuring that we have the earth state stable, ensuring that we bring together the man state of this community together, making sure they are in alignment, and seeking the alignment with the heaven state. The great thing about this way of looking at the church is that if we understand these three states, and that if we understand that each of these three states must be in alignment, It gives us the opportunity to discern when things need to change and how and why. It gives us opportunity to discover and become creative and use what God has given us to bring forth heaven. Again, if we've discerned our purpose, if we have discerned what it is that God has called this community to, which is different, there's more churches in the world by 10 times than Starbucks, and we see Starbucks everywhere, right? What makes you different from the church down the street? What makes you different? Why would somebody come here instead of going to the church right down the street? This church is a member of two different denominations, and there's other churches in the nearby area that are part of those denominations. Why would somebody come here instead of going there? There is a reason. Because God has a very specific purpose for you, a very specific calling for you. And you together have to figure out what that is, right? And then you can look at these states. You can look at the resources. Can we accomplish the mission? Can we accomplish the calling? Can we do what God has called us to do with the resources we have? Do we have the talent? Do we have the skills? Do we have the passion to accomplish what God is calling us to? If not, we have to look at these three states and get them into alignment. It may be that the resources are tied up in some way that aren't allowing you to utilize them. I have a church I'm working with who has spent the last 2 years in discernment. And I'm not suggesting this for most churches, okay? So when I say what I'm going to say, this is not go do this. They have spent serious time in discernment for 2 years, and they discerned that this extremely valuable property they have has kept them from accomplishing what God's calling them to. Because every meeting, I've been to a lot of governing body meetings, and when you're spending your time talking about your building's a distraction. And so they're selling their building, and they're going to get $1.5 million for that building because of where it's located. Can you imagine what they can accomplish with $1.5 million? They realized for them that their resources were locked up in this asset, and that was keeping them from getting to where they knew God wanted them to be. Now, for another church that I can share with you, they are smaller. They had declined. They had been a large church at one time. They did all this wonderful outreach. They had programs to feed the homeless. But they had shrunk. Now, they had put together a food garden, a community food garden. And this was their way of trying to still accomplish the same mission, right? And the pastor was invited to a community gathering and went to the community gathering. And when the pastor introduced themselves, instead of talking about the church, which is what we expect you pastors to do. Instead of that, she talked about the community garden. After her presentation at this community gathering, she had five different people come up and say, I want to know more. about this community garden. Three of them came to visit it. And at least two of them brought other people to help with the community garden. And brought other organizations, like, hey, we really think this is an important thing for our community. We want to help with this. Will that impact the church? Will that bring those people into the church? I don't know. But they are sharing part of that heaven state. They're sharing part of what God has called them to accomplish. They're sharing that burden with other people that have the skill and the talent and the passion. Right? So if we can evaluate the three states we exist in as a community, or you as an individual, if you can evaluate the states you exist in and determine where the blockage is from you manifesting the heaven state, then you know where to become creative. Look for partnership. Look for help. Alter, create change. So, I hit the wrong button. What is God's purpose for Fairview Community Church? Do your abilities, skills, talents, passions align with that purpose? What about your resources? Do your resources align with what God has called you to? What is yet for you to bring forth into existence? Thank you.